guys, welcome to my podcast titled What's Your Profile, and I'm your host Chinaye. In this podcast, we'll be talking about everything life, from navigating your job, your career, your friendship, your life, your family life, your relationship, and all. So stay tuned and listen, and I hope you do have a wonderful time. Hello guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast, What's Your Profile, and I remain your host, Chinaye. Welcome back. It's been a while since I recorded my last episode, and I'm happy to be back again to continue to give you some tips. So anyways, the title of this episode is How to Maintain Your Relationship. This is part two, actually. The part one, which was my last episode, I spoke about how to know if the person that you're dating is the right fit for you. So moving on to part two, let's say you've now known that the person is the right fit for you and you guys are in a relationship, official relationship. Now, how do you maintain that relationship so that you can get to your desired outcome? Your desired outcome could be marriage. So how can you continue to maintain your relationship? So I'll talk about four C's. So the first C that I'll be talking about is communication. Communication is very, very important. You and your partner need to talk about your goals, your values, your desire for the relationship. You could go on dates to discuss this. Most people go on dates, but you don't have to go on dates. You can just talk on the phone or however you guys communicate. Just making sure that you guys are both on the same page, which is important. You guys need to be aligned. Even in the Bible, it says, can two people work together unless they agree? So you guys need to make sure that you guys are on the same page at all time. And then it's going to lead me to my second C, which is compromise. So let's say you're not on the same page. How do you compromise? You have to put yourself in the other person's shoes. If you want something and the other person wants something else, you have to come together as a couple to decide what's the best way to move forward. So compromise is very important. Just being an empathetic person to your partner and being very supportive towards them. And then the third C is correction. So you have to correct, you have to learn, you have to adapt in the relationship. If your partner says, oh, I don't like it when you do this, try to learn. Don't try and be like, oh well, my ex or in my previous relationship this wasn't an issue. You just have to take correction just so that you both can grow. And then collaboration. This ties all the three other C's: compromise, communication, and correction. Collaborate, work together with each other, be each other's support system. Collaborate, I don't know how else to put it, you just need to work together as a partner, in a partnership. So I'll also be talking about love languages. I know there are online tests you could take to see what your love language is or how you like to receive love, which is important too. But I'll also be telling you some of the tips you can use to help you determine what your own love language is and how you do like to express love. So the five love languages that we have: receiving gifts, word of affirmation, act of service, quality time, and physical touch. Again, I'll repeat it. Receiving gifts, act of service, words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. So let's say you go on a date with your partner. Let me say you and your partner go on a dinner date. Once you're back from that date, think about it. What about this date made me feel good? Maybe your partner came to your house and picked you up for this date and then opened the car door for you and bought you popcorn and bought you drinks and picked up the movie and, you know, did a lot of things. So just think about what specific aspects of this date did I really enjoy. So if you say that maybe I like the fact that he actually took time out to plan the dates. Then your love language is act of service. Or maybe I like the fact that he bought the popcorn and he also got me something, flower or rose or something. You know, your love language would be receiving gifts. Or let's say he told you that you look very beautiful, or he told you something that made you feel good. Maybe you like that, that he told you that you look beautiful, or he admired your dress and stuff like that. Then you like words of affirmation. So just the very little things that would help you determine what your love language is. You can still go ahead and take the tests. I always recommend that people take the test, but you can also know just by reflecting on your dates and reflecting on the conversations and the time, you know, spent. And if you like the fact that you guys just spend time together, the same place, in the same room, in the same environment, just together holding hands and stuff like that, and just being in the close proximity with your partner, then maybe you like quality time. Or get held hands and you just like, you know, physical touch with your partner. So that just gives you a sense of what you like. And also the way you love to receive love. If someone compliments you, if your partner compliments you, do you like it? If they go out of their way to help you, how do you feel, or how does that make you feel? And yeah, then you know how you like to receive it. You know what your love language is, and you also know how you like to give or show love. Do you like to buy people gifts? Do you like to just show up for them? I feel like you just need to reflect, and this will give you a sense of how you love to show love and appreciation to your partner. So yeah, that's it for today. I hope that with these four C's that I mentioned earlier, communication, collaboration, correction, and compromise, you can have a successful relationship and you're able to maintain a successful relationship with your partner. But again, I'm your host, Chinaye. My Instagram handle is Neye_baby. I would love to hear from you. I love to know who's listening to my podcast, what topics you'd like me to talk about in the next episode. Yeah, so thank you. I hope to see you in the next one. Stay tuned. And I would say Happy New Year, because you just got to 2026. So hooray. And I hope this new year brings you joy, peace, happiness, and everything wonderful and good. And I hope you get what you want to get from this new year. So take care and have a wonderful 2026, and have a wonderful new year. And also stay tuned for more of my episode coming up very soon. Don't forget. All right, signing out, your host Chinaye. Take care. Bye bye.